Mobile phones are part of everyday life for most of us, but when mixed with driving, you could land yourself in some real trouble. It could be in the form of a fine from police, or worse, a traffic accident resulting in injury or death. Now, the solution, of course, is making sure that any mobile use while driving is completely hands-free. And to talk about this subject is the CEO of Strike Group Australia, Chris Ryan. G'day, Chris.
G'day, how are you going, Andy?
Excellent, as usual. Now, first, let's clarify the laws around mobile phone use in vehicles, if we can. What are the basics? What may people not realise, and does it differ in each state?
The laws are pretty similar from state to state. To keep yourself safe and legal, most importantly, the great basic thing is you're not allowed to touch your phone whilst you're driving, unless it's in a commercially available and sold cradle. So you can't pick your phone up or touch it in any way when the car is operational. So that, of course, means you can't hold it up to your head. And you're also not allowed to text or SMS or do anything other than make or receive a phone call when you're driving.
Of course. Now, it's funny you mention that, because I see a lot of people driving around and they've got their smartphone in their hand using speakerphone. But of course, that's not on either.
Absolutely not. And it's really dangerous. It's like carrying anything else in your hand that may well distract you. So the idea behind the laws is that the cradle is fixed to the car. It's normally fixed in a location where your eyes won't vary too much from the windscreen. Similar to, I suppose, changing a radio station or something like that. But certainly updating your Facebook or tweeting or SMSing while you're on the phone, while you're on the road and you're driving, well, you know, A, it's illegal, and B, it's really stupid.
Yeah, I'm with you on that one. Now, talking about sort of hands-free solutions, there are plenty of products on the market, but late last year, your company introduced the Strike Alpha Cradle. What does it do that others don't, or maybe what does it do better?
Okay, so our range of cradles is phone specific. There's a lot of sort of generic universal cradles, but if that's what you need is, that's okay. Strike has a team of engineers who developed their own range of cradles that fit the phone perfectly. So that means they charge the phone automatically. They boost the antenna signal of the phone at the same time, and even more, I suppose, a little bit techie, is that we've embedded an NFC chip into our cradle, near-field communication chip, which automates your phone functions. So you can automatically turn your phone into a GPS tracker, or you can automatically turn on or turn off your Bluetooth, or if you want, automatically start your music or your navigation. So all those things which make it a little bit more of a hands-free experience and a bit safer as well.
Right, pretty feature-rich. How's the Alpha Cradle been accepted since you launched it last year?
It's been accepted by both early adopters, but also in a big way the corporate sector. So the corporate sector is quite conscious of, you know, OH&S and making sure their employees are safe. So our sales are compounding 25% month on month and have done since last July. So it's really flying. On top of that, we've just appointed, we have had some employees both in the UK, the USA and up in Manila. So we've opened presences there, and we've had our first orders from the States as well, which is really great, which is a big market for us. So we're really excited about that too.
Yeah, good news. Hey, now, Chris, you touched on this earlier, talking about the position of devices in your car. And I get this question a lot around GPS devices, but what is, do you think, the ideal position for a mobile device cradle in the car?
Well, I think just below, from my experience, just below the level of the windscreen, so that the eyes really aren't taken off the road if someone does call and you wanted to answer it. I don't like the idea of cradles being down by the gear stick or down near your legs. I think that's pretty dangerous, so put your eyes down there.
Yep.
So I think, yeah, just below the windscreen mount is probably the ideal position. Some people like it suction to the windscreen, and I think that's okay as well, quite similar to a GPS, as long as it's not, straight in the centre of your vision. You want to have it off to the side somewhere, like maybe on the pillar of the car side, so it's not going to, you know, prevent you seeing anything important on the road.
Okay, yeah, good point there. Now, where can people get more info on the Alpha Cradle, or where can they be bought?
So they can be bought online by at our website, which is strike.com.au. But it's also been recently stocked by Telstra. So a large selection of Telstra stores You can go and order Alpha Cradles or buy Alpha Cradles in store at Telstra stores.
Finally, Chris, you may know that June 2 to 6 is Stay Safe Online Week, and this year's theme is around mobile device usage. So any mobile phone safety tips you can offer us, maybe?
Well, I suppose our focus certainly is around in safety on the roads. Really, you know, just don't go out there. Don't be updating your Facebook or your Twitter and those things when you're on the road. You know, tweeting about whatever's happening is not as important as your life or someone else on the road. So, you know, use products that make using phones in the car safe. And really just, don't go out and be using social media when you're driving.
Great advice. Chris, thanks again for taking time out to chat with me on Tech Daily.
Wonderful, Andy. Thanks very much for having me.